The U.S. economy has been in recession since last March. This is the third consecutive decade to begin with a recession. Commentator Ev Ehrlich says, like the last two, this one grew out of the imbalances of the previous decade and will set the stage for what's to come.
Let's think back. The 1970s were a time of loosey-goosey wage-price oil inflation. So in the early 80s, then-Fed Chairman Paul Volcker gave the economy a hammering to cure it. As a result, interest rates fell and stocks were cheap, which led to the corporate raiders and barbarian-at-the-gate buyouts of the 1980s. But by the end of that decade, the corporate sector and the much-abused savings and loans needed a shakeout. This cost-cutting stalled the economy. The invasion of Kuwait in 1990 then pushed it over the edge. The corporate sector came back leaner, in other words, more productive, but also meaner in the early 1990s. Candidate Bill Clinton ran against the jobless recovery. But fueled by higher productivity and new technology, the 90s turned out to be the greatest expansion in the nation's economic history. Unfortunately, it also gave rise to a stock market bubble unseen since the 1920s. When the bubble burst, the economy sank into recession again. So what does this recession tell us about the economy's next wave of growth? First, there's a sense now that the checks and balances exerted by auditors, lenders, and corporate boards have failed to work. After all, this recession has something other recessions didn't, the prospect of people going to jail. By the time we're done with Enron and the telecommunications company Global Crossing, executives and board members and accountants may all have a new and heightened fear of spending some time in the pokey, too. New auditing and accounting standards will lower future reported earnings and make cash in the vault look far more important. A second change is the end of budget surpluses. The recession, the war on terrorism, and long-term tax cuts have reversed the last decade's most important success. 20 years ago, the U.S. also ran deficits, but this time it's worse because the aging and retirement of the boomer generation is now 20 years closer. The government's growing appetite for capital will make borrowing more costly in the coming decade and, again, favor companies with cash. The euphoria of the 1990s leaves behind a plus side, too. The growth of information technology and rapidly commercializing biotechnology will probably be even faster in the next decade than the last, although more of the money will come from private funders rather than public stock markets. And the technology crash has left us with plenty of fiber optic infrastructure built and paid for by guys who are now broke. But we won't see a new wave of dot-coms and a new euphoria. In fact, the model firm of this decade may be the older, more established companies that use technology to cut costs, speed up service, and reach their customers while assuaging investors with their reputations and longevity. In the decade ahead, the tortoise might finally catch up.
The comments of Ev Ehrlich, a former Undersecretary of Commerce in the Clinton administration. His latest novel is called Grant Speaks.